Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over, over there. Okay, gang, this is Ken Carpenter telling you to hang on to your radio knobs. Here we go again with another international hayride that aims to answer your requests that you've sent in to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Introducing your master of ceremonies for this session is kind of a tough job because, well, he's such a stranger to Command Performance. In fact, he hasn't been on the show since an hour before he left for the South Pacific. And while he was there, he played so many tropical islands, he can't read a script unless it's typed on a coconut. Anyway, he's just returned to the States, and I think a few of you might remember his name. It's Bob Hope.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob. That wasn't my scotch that fell out of the plane, Hope. You know, while I was down in the South Pacific, I saw a lot of the stations, the Armed Forces Radio Service, the outfit that makes programs like this Command Performance possible. Yes, sir, the Army has transmitters all over the Pacific. You know what they are. In radio, a transmitter is a thing that covers a lot of important territory. We have the same thing in Hollywood, only we call it a sarong. All the stations are run by soldiers, and of course that makes things different. They don't use chimes to start a program. They just rattle the dice and they're on the air. And putting up a radio station down there in the jungle is very difficult. Really, you got to make sure the aerial is too low for the P-38s to knock down and too high for Tarzan to swing on. And, of course, radio equipment is scarce on those islands. The men have to use anything they can find. I know one station where they had to use coconuts instead of tubes. It worked out fine, too, except that was the first time H.V. Kaltenborn ever gave a news summary and a quart of milk at the same time. You know, the weather down there is like it is here. Of course, they have a light sprinkle now and then. Light sprinkle, that's South Pacific. For man, the boat's boys, the island disappeared again. And you should have seen the size of some of those South Pacific islands we landed on. They were really little. One island we hit was so small the gophers had to take turns coming up. Everywhere we went, Francis Langford was a big hit. Over in Australia, Francis sang, "Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby." And in 1 hour, every GI in the country was wearing diapers. You're coming in. Thank you very much. And those Marines down there have developed a wonderful way of clearing the jungle when they land anywhere. They just spray it with salad dressing and turn loose a couple of chow hounds. That'll go big down there, I'm sure. But I was glad to get back and see that Hollywood hasn't changed much. Slacks are still the rage. You can see everything in slacks, except slack. And I understand that Crosby just went to England. That's silly. I thought London had all the fog it needed. Command Performance has to have a note of quiet dignity, so here's your favorite songwriter, good old Johnny Mercer, right here.
Thank you very much, and hi there, men. Brother Hope sure tossed me ox here tonight, ain't he? Yesterday he's really jumping around like a stump-tailed bull in fly time. So I'll just say a quick howdy to 639, including Ripcord, Harpcord, Ding Dong, Baggy Draws, Benny the Creeper, Lend-Lease Resnick, Pop Cole, and Lock Me Up Russell. Also Mac Monty and Short Stuff at Navy 230. The gang in the Admiralty Islands, the MPs with the Central Mediterranean Forces, everybody at 9372, and the Smoke Eaters at 726. Fellas, here's a shock of corn that's still standing in the field of American folk music. One of your big favorites, The Wreck of the Old 97.
They gave him up his orders at Monroe, Virginia, saying, "Steve, you're way behind time. This is not 38, but it's old 97. You must put her into Spencer on time." Steve Brody said to his big greasy fireman, "Shovel out a little more coal. And when we cross that white old mountain, you can watch old 97 roll." up road from Lynchburg to Danville. Lima's on a 3 mile grid. Hey, it was on this grid when he lost his air brake. That you see what a jump he made. He was falling down this grid at 80 miles an hour, and his whistle began to scream. Woo-hoo! He was found in the wreck with his hand on the throttle, where he scalded it to death from the steam.
I picked up on my GI jaunt was that two of my favorite gals here in Hollywood are fast becoming your favorite overseas. A lot of you guys who have seen Two Girls and a Sailor have written us requesting the Mrs. June Allison and Gloria DeHaven.
Thanks, Bob.
Hiya, fellas.
Glad to be here.
This might turn out to be an egg with two yolks.
Please, Bob. It's time to acknowledge a little mail. There's the air transport gang at 938. Rover, Jersey, Choppy, Pete, Doc, Hawk, Rebel, Ozzy, Flooch, and Horizontal.
The 729ers, Greasy George, the Pheasant Kid, Sunbeam, Hoss Presley, Buckland Bill King, Smiling Frog, High Pockets, Cadillac, Happy Merriweather, and Smokey Joe Salazar.
DeWitt E. Carroll, who signs Yours for Fewer and Shorter Wars. Carroll says in his letter, if you ever hear that Fitzpatrick travelogue fellow, speak a kind word about this particular part of the globe. Kindly slug him
for me. Quartermaster Second Class Ralph Flackey.
C.D. Johnson and the Aussies with the RAAF.
The gang at the 101st Airborne Signal Company.
Red, Brown, Don, Benchlegs, and the Infantry at 9-3.
And the following members of the 453rd Stamp Lickers. Windy Swolchek.
Chesty Schrader.
Chubby Smalling.
Whitey Nicholson.
Fanny Brewer.
Hillbilly Davis.
Bird Leg Dufek.
Dink Dutton.
Curly Peterson.
Moose Sherman.
And Mr. Boston Platoon.
A ringer. Anyway, here's the song you asked for. A Love
Like Ours.
Why did you jeopardize a love?
ladies and gentlemen, now I'd like you to meet a member of our troop that has just returned from the South Pacific, a man who's been all over, a famous world traveler, Professor Colonna, right here. Professor, we'd like a few words on your experience as a world traveler. That Pacific tour wasn't your first big trip, was it, Colonna?
Oh, no. I've been to England, Russia, Australia, Africa, and Alaska.
You've been to England, Russia, Australia, Africa, and Alaska.
Yes. I'll get one of your checks cashed yet.
Tell me, did you really go to Africa?
Why, certainly, and a famous hunter accompanied me on my trip.
Buck?
What's that?
I said Buck.
You're faded. Roll him out.
You certainly like to see a lot of the world, don't you, Colonna?
Yes, that's why I just enlisted in the WAC.
Professor, the WACs are all women. If you're in the WACs, you're the only man in a group of thousands of women.
Happy little minority, ain't I?
Professor, this is ridiculous, trying to say you're in the WACs.
Well, now, don't get sore just because you couldn't pass the physical.
You know, Colonna, one thing puzzled me on our trip. You never worried about us coming down in the ocean. There's an awful lot of water out there, you know.
Oh, I don't worry about that, Hope. I can hold my breath for 3 hours.
You can hold your breath for 3 hours? That's ridiculous.
Oh, it is, huh?
Yes, it is. Nobody can hold his breath for 3 hours.
Watch, I'll prove you right now.
Say, fellas, while the professor's holding his breath, I'd like to say something that I think is pretty important. When the Army decides to bus you back to civilian life, you're going to need and want a lot of things that cost money. You won't be able to get by like Colonna does just by holding your breath. No, the new clothes you'll want to start in business, getting married. Incidentally, the professor's getting red in the face. Well, there are things to start saving for now. A good deal is GI bonds or soldiers' deposits. So think it over. Save a little each payday. Professor, how are you doing?
Where's the guy go for a retread?
Our next request comes from Sergeant Russ Beggs, somewhere in the South Pacific. Russ says that all the guys in the island have pictures of a certain very beautiful Hollywood glamour girl. The boys just want to hear her voice. They say the nicest things to her pinups, but naturally never get an answer. So here she is tonight to say hello in person, lovely Jane Russell. Get your good side, honey. They'll never look at me again. Well, welcome, welcome to Command Performance, Jane.
Swell to be here, Bob. What can I do for you?
Well, I'll think of something. But right now, there's something that you can do for the fellas overseas. They want to know if your voice matches the rest of you. So would you mind saying a line, any line at all? Just post something.
Well, how about something from Shakespeare?
Well, go ahead.
Oh, this is true, too, solid flesh would melt.
Heaven forbid. I just want you to quote something, Jane. I don't want you to trickle down the drain. Besides, couldn't you do something more emotional? You know, something where you put your head on my shoulder and sob? Something around...
Well, what'll I sob about?
Well, come into my office. I'll think of something.
I'm afraid not, Bob. I've got to be getting home.
Well, stick around. I'll drive you home. I have my sleigh outside. We'll mush on down. How about...
But there's no snow.
Well, just get in the sleigh. I'll think of something.
Thanks, Bob, but I think I'll just settle for a quick so long, fellas, and thanks for having me over.
Thank you. Long ago and far away, your mom and pop used to thrill to the strains of the bicycle built for two, yip-i-addy-i-a, silver threads among the gold, and who threw the mustard gas in Mrs. Murphy's chopped liver crepe Suzette. Well, a short time ago, a very charming young lady came along and blitzed the airways with her own particular treatment of the standard oldies, gentlemen of the AEF, Miss Beatrice Kay. Say, Beatrice, how'd you happen to start singing these ballads of the bustle area?
Well, I figured they'd be popular with people from your generation.
Beatrice, I'm not so old. Matter of fact, I have to get Bing Crosby to buy my Saratan for me. Beatrice, what we brought you here for tonight was to have you do one of those bustle ballads.
Well, I'd like to sing one of my favorites. It's Eva Tangway's I Don't Care. And I hope all you fellas do. But I don't care. They may or may not mean it bad, but I don't care. You see, I'm a sort of independent. of a clever race descendant. My star is on the ascendant. That's why I don't care. But it's getting me the money. Cause I'm a
some really supernatural digit manipulating that ought to leave you swinging from the closest cloud by your thumb. You'll probably catch her in the MGM sensation Bathing Beauty. It seems that this young lady toured the South American continent, discovered and brought back with a little song called Tico Tico. English translation, when the bees start making honey, I'll come home and have the hives with you. Regardless, I want you to meet one of the most talented artists ever to appear in command performance, assisted by the AFRS Orchestra, Miss Ethel Smith. A lot of talent for just playing Smith, you know. Say, maybe it's always a pleasure. It is always a pleasure to introduce your next guest. Maybe. Think I didn't throw the scotch overboard, huh? But man, it's always a pleasure to introduce your next guest, a lovely young lady who spent so much time with you GIs all over the world. She's practically standard equipment, one of your all-time favorites, Frances Langford.
You and me.
cranky, you tourists. Say, you know, one of the things the men talk most about overseas was their girlfriends back here. No use telling you guys how you all like to reminisce about your last date in the States. I got quite a kick out of one kid from Missouri. He was a country boy, and he told me everything that happened the last night he saw his girl. Well, not everything, but he went into great detail. He was an awfully cute guy, and if I can get Francis Langford to help me out, I think you might like to hear how he spent his evening.
All right, Bob.
Well, swell. You be the city girl, and I'll be the farmer.
Fine. You won't have to change your suit.
Well, here we are out in an open buggy all alone.
Yes. Do you really like me, Robert?
Yeah, I like you a lot.
Why?
I don't know. I guess it's because you're a girl.
Robert, you're so different from the other boys. All they ever want to do is neck. You're more the quiet, studious type.
Yeah, yeah, but do a lot of deep thinking.
What do you think about?
Necking. Gee, I wish you was Betty Grable.
Oh, Robert, why do you like Betty Grable better than me?
Oh, I don't know. It's hard to explain. It's like real estate. Some developments are more attractive than others. But Francie, you know how I like you. I even brought you a present, a necklace.
A necklace?
Yeah, up here, look. It's even better than pearls.
Why, Robert, chicklets. It goes so nice with my white outfit.
Yeah, if you change the gray, you can always chew them a little. By the way, what's them things you're wearing tonight, Francie?
Slacks.
Slacks? Mm-hmm. Catalog's got them listed under long drawers.
Well, that's only when you wear them on the inside.
Oh, my.
Robert, what's that you're wearing? You're wearing, Robert?
A shirt. I found it in the Sears Roebuck catalog. What's the matter with it?
Nothing, only you're supposed to send away for one. You're not supposed to cut it out and paste it on.
Whoever thought of that? Well, anyway, honey, I'm crazy about you. You're so nice and soft, I could cuddle with you all night.
Robert, put away that rabbit and pay some attention to me. You know, you're a good catch for a girl, Robert, owning such a big farm.
Yeah, but things ain't so good in the farm, Francie. We're having a lot of trouble with Bossy. She's got too much iron in her blood.
Too much iron in her blood?
Yeah, she's the only cow in the county who can give milk and make her own pail at the same time. I was stuck between county and country. It worked out, I guess.
Well, here we are in front of the house, Robert.
Yep, here we are. Let's sit in the buggy and say goodnight, huh?
All right, but be quiet. Father's asleep upstairs. Now, Robert, stop. Hmm? Stop! Robert! Robert!
Dad, every night the same thing. Who is it down there?
Me, Father. I brought home one of my boyfriends.
Did you bring home one of your girlfriends, too?
No.
Selfish. Who are you with?
I'm down here with a nice young man.
Oh, are you sparking with that Smith boy?
No.
Are you sparking with that Johnson boy?
No, I'm with Robert Hope.
Hmm. Old dead battery, eh?
You and I have been going together for a long time. All of our friends are getting married.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Robert, you're 28 years old now. Haven't you ever thought of children?
Yeah, but I like you better.
Hey, Hope, are you holding hands with my daughter?
Oh, no, sir.
Are you hugging her?
Oh, no, sir.
Are you kissing her?
No, sir.
What do you hear from the rest of the campfire, girl?
The memories of all those jungle aisles and all those GI smiles. All I can say, we were well repaid for all those many miles. So thank you so much.
Well, men, it looks like that does it for this session. And speaking for the gang with us tonight and for all the guys and gals who come down here to command performance every week, I want you to know we consider it a privilege to knock out these programs and try to make life just a little brighter for you. I've talked to lots of you guys in the field, and I gather that the Armed Forces radio shows mean a lot to you. Believe me, they mean a lot to us performers, too. So just keep your requests coming by letter, postcard, V-mail, or put a note in a bottle and drop it overboard. We'll get it somehow and shoot your requests right back. If you haven't got time to write, stick your thumbprint on a friend's letter so we'll know you're all thinking of us, will you? Good night, gang.